Last evening, the Santa Rita Consolidated Local Schools held their monthly Board of Education meeting that was held in the High School Media Center that began at 7 p.m. Superintendent Adam Putoff reminded everyone that we will be having an early dismissal on Friday, December 20th at 1:30 p.m. So wanted parents to be aware of the change. Also set the organizational meeting for January to begin prior to the January 13th board meeting and provided the board with an update of the strategic plan and mentioned that there will be listening sessions with current students over the next few weeks and an alumni panel as well to continue to collect information in supporting the development of the strategic plan for the district. Building principals highlighted the Tis the Season to Give event led by our high school student council and thanked students in the community for their generosity. This money and the items donated go to local families within our community to help support them during this time. Again, this is a great service project that includes all students and a great way to give back to the community. The board approved the following donations: $4,000 from the St. Henry Athletic Boosters to the athletic department, a $500 anonymous donation to the baseball fundraiser account, $4,893.31 from an anonymous donation to the middle school and the high school buildings for the High School Student Council Tis the Season event, $11,080.37 from the Southwestern Ohio EPC for food service and purchasing rebates, dividend returns, and the fiscal year wellness grant. The board approved the NEOLA policies as presented, which aligns our board policy with new legislation. The board also approved maternity leave for Lauren Rindler, along with a three-year administrative contract for Matt Watercutter as maintenance supervisor. The board approved two action items: approved a contract for the Mercer County ESC for treasurer CFO services, and then also approved a resolution to appoint Jen Bruns, treasurer CFO of record for the San Henry Consolidated Local Schools through the Mercer County ESC effective January 1st, 2025. The next Board of Education meeting will be held on Monday, January 13th at 7 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!